Good morning.
Morning.
It's time to get up, guys. Up and at 'em.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Come on, guys.
We're burning daylight.
Early worm gets the worm.
I like waking up when no one's around.
I seriously wish breakfast went all day.
What for breakfast?
Cam and James.
Happy Friday, Cam.
I was going to say Friday. You beat me to it. You mongrel.
Yep, it's going to be a hot weekend. I'm so excited for it.
It's going to be so good. Hey, we're going to get some advice from one of Dana's friends who's currently doing the shitbox rally.
About our road trip. Plus, we're delving into, nervously enough for me, my love life and how I can get some advice on that.
We need some good pickup lines for you, Danes. And let's see if we've found a what would you call him? Like
a rival.
A worthy challenger. Challenge me in the quiz, the next quiz challenger. See if we found him today.
All right, coming up.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up.
Snooze. News.
No! Everyone wake up.
Final snooze news of the week. Dana, what have we missed?
All right, on Love Island overnight, the five original girls return to the villa after five intruders have taken over their men.
One at a time, the boys that you are coupled up with will return to the villa. If they return alone, it means they still want to be with you. You will automatically be recoupled and safe tonight. If they return with a girl, it means that their head has turned and they will be in a new couple. Then you will be single and in danger of being dumped from the villa tonight.
How sweet is that? And it sounds even sweeter
so
coming
intense.
From the voice of Sophie Monk.
Yeah, but it's so intense. They put all the dramatic music behind it to make it feel very real and very scary. But there were two guys who came back with new gals, leaving one old and three new gals vulnerable. The wording always gets me. It's hilarious.
Two out of the five Bomb Squad girls made the cut.
Yes, they did. And then bombshell at the end of the episode, which hooks us in for the next one, a new guy arrived and he has to choose two girls to save and two girls will go home.
Well, it's hooked me. I'll be tuning in on Monday.
Brilliant. All right, The Bachelorette last night. This one's not so good. It's kind of terrifying. Angie's parents came into, like, that's a big moment when you meet the Bachelorette's parents.
It's a terrifying moment meeting your partner's parents, let alone a girl you're chasing.
When you're dating, like, every other man in the villa, like, it's an odd situation to be in. But the question came up, Jamie's name came up, that he should be avoided by Angie, and Angie confronted Jamie about it.
Okay,
Why do you think they would say that?
Because they feel that I'm too needy for you, like a stage five clinger.
And do you think that's the truth?
Partially.
It's so awkward.
He's admitting that he's a stage five clinger.
It's not good. Like, that's red flags for me completely.
That's never a good step, because if you already think someone's a stage five clinger, you sort of keep a bit of distance anyway. But if they're telling you they're a stage five clinger,
exactly.
No go.
Like, self-confessed stage five clinger. It's terrifying. He didn't leave last night, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be sticking around for long. Maybe Angie's into the stage five clinger. Who knows?
By the facial expressions, it didn't say very much about it.
Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
On Next.
Hey, we're huge on our environmental impact here at Next. And let's talk about this coral coverage situation that has come out. Research has been done recently about the Great Barrier Reef coral and, you know, like up where the Whitsundays is off the coast of North Queensland.
Yeah.
It says that 100 very popular locations across the Whitsundays, including Magnetic Island, where you're going next week, Ken.
Yeah.
The Keppel Islands and Palm Islands have had a drop in half the amount of hard corals, which is huge.
Yeah. And it's something I've been looking forward to, going up there and having a bit of a snorkel, checking out some of the coral. But I'm glad I'm doing it now instead of in 10 years' time, because who knows how bad it could be by then.
Exactly. And I went in 2005, and that was 13 years ago, and we went snorkeling out to the Great Barrier Reef off the Whitsundays, and it was beautiful, and the colours there are astounding. But this report is saying that it's dropped half in 18 years, so that's, you know, 5 years earlier than when I went.
Mm.
But it is rapidly declining, and it's caused by, like, climate change and the ocean water's heating up. And as much as we can reduce our plastic use and our emissions use and be really conscious of how much carbon we're emitting and that kind of thing with our footprint, our ecological footprint, really, what I'm getting from this is that the oceans are heating up faster than it's going to take for the coral to be able to recover if we do reduce our emissions. So we should go see these places now.
Yeah. Well, I have only just read this morning, and it's made me even more keen to get up to go check out the Great Barrier Reef and go snorkeling. But yeah, it's going to have terrible impacts on North Queensland tourism as well.
Completely.
Mm.
And it's saying like that the heat stress is causing bleaching of the corals. It's increasing cyclone. Like there's so much going on with weather pattern changes at the moment that it's kind of terrifying.
Oh, well, at least they've got that Adani mine, right?
Oh, yes. At least we've got that one. Hey, enjoy that next week when you're up at Magnetic Island because it might be the last chance you get to check out this beautiful coral reef.
I'll take plenty of mental pictures.
Cam and Danes.
This is the catch-up. No catch-up on
no
Next.
No catch-up allowed on Next.
How good does eating delicious food make you feel?
Really good.
And it makes it feel even better when you're making a change to the lives of people in need. And Colombo Social is a restaurant who's doing exactly that. The Sri Lankan restaurant will help refugees and asylum seekers in Australia by employing them. They have programs in place dedicated to employing the asylum seekers and helping them transition into living in Australia. And we're lucky enough to have the founders, Sean and Pete, in the studio with us now. First of all, welcome, guys. And tell us a bit about how you came up with the idea for Colombo Social.
It's probably been a passion project for the both of us. Mm-hmm. One day after one of our best mates' weddings, we decided to get pretty drunk at my parents' house. And my mum cooked for 30 people with 25 minutes notice. Pete and I enjoyed the food there and said, there's something here that we can take this to the people. And then the kind of passion project behind it and realizing the need for asylum seekers to be integrated into Australian society and what we can do as small business owners to help out in some small way to impact people that need some help.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great initiative, and you said it was a passion project, but I also think it's a bit of a gap in the market. I don't think anyone else is doing anything like this. Do you see that as a real opportunity and as something that's going to grow in the future?
There are a couple of people, so there's a fair few people moving in this space, and we hope to kind of not start a trend, but see that there is a scope for food for good in this world. And there's a couple of people that have already approached us to kind of see what they can do to collaborate in the industry. So that's fantastic to see that there is people really after this kind of passion.
So Peter, how is this going to work? People come in, they dine in this Sri Lankan restaurant, and then how is it contributing to the society?
Look, so we're just hoping to give a bit more exposure to, first of all, Sri Lankan cuisine, a little bit underserved in the market.
Yeah.
Great food, and it's great community aspect food as well. There's no such thing as a single dish in Sri Lanka. Everything's shared, so it's that really nice community feel.
I love that.
So I'm guessing you guys are donating money to refugees and asylum seekers as well?
There will be an element of certain dishes that will go towards some passion projects that are out there as well.
Yeah.
So SSI are a great agency. They start businesses for asylum seekers and give them a step. So we'll be looking to partner with them and donate some of the profits there as well, on top of the employment and the training, mentoring, and the mental health support's a big one for us as well. So we'll be doing some employer-assisted mental health programs for the people that have gone through some trauma and some hard times.
That's a beautiful cause. Hey, Peter, I've never really delved into Sri Lankan food. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, look, the menu's going to be a bit of the traditional Sri Lankan dishes. We're going to have kottu roti, which is a delicious kind of like a Sri Lankan stir fry, which is one of my favorites and something that Sean's mum can dish out really well. There's also a couple of little fusion things to make it a bit more accessible to people that don't really understand Sri Lankan food. Got a really nice Shofto crab roti taco with a little mango salsa, fried curry leaves, absolutely amazing. And then we'll have our traditional curries and sambals and stuff on the side as well.
Well, I think I'm pretty keen to go for an early lunch. Guys, when do you open up and where can people find out a bit more information about the Colombo Social restaurant?
Look, we're looking to open around the end of November, so it's a launch date of the 22nd. You can look at us up on the internet. It's colombosocial.com.au.
Amazing. And Sean, it seems that your mum is going to be famous in this restaurant. Is she going to be there cooking?
I want her to be. She doesn't like the limelight. The first thing she said was, do not mention me. So I'm like, oh, mum, come on. It's all about you. You're the one that started this project. It's all because of you. She's the most kind-hearted and humble person in the world. So she'll be there behind the scenes somehow and teaching our cooks a few little tidbits that they might not understand otherwise culturally. So, excited for her to be there.
That is so awesome. Peter and Sean, thank you so much for joining us. They are from the social enterprise and restaurant Colombo Social. It's opening in late November in Enmore. Head to next.radio on Facebook. Check it out. We've put a link there straight to their account so you can book in ready for the opening.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not catch up.
Next news brought to you by Above Clouds. Visit clouds.com.au. News.
Hello and good morning. Happy Friday to everyone. Here is the news. My name is Natal. Hundreds of people have been seen lining up for the final climb of Uluru before the closing day tomorrow. So Uluru officially will be banned and will be closed permanently by tomorrow.
Yeah, it seemed to come out quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very surprising, like, you know, the idea that it has to be closed. You know, people never expected that such things would be happening, that, you know, Indigenous people will claim other parts of Australia to be permanently closed. And, you know, it just creates a bit of, like, you know, that divide, or, you know, why it's happening.
Mm.
Well, I think it's hugely important because it's such a culturally significant site for these people that, you know, I think the least we can do is respect it. For me, it's like, oh, it's a rock. You can climb other rocks. Climb a gorge somewhere else.
I totally agree with that. But what I don't understand with a lot of people lining up to climb it today and yesterday, why would you, if you do want to climb it, why would you leave it to the last minute?
It's the ultimate case of it's like leaving your homework to the last minute and you're scrambling to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people have to-do lists of what, you know, what they want to do. Like, that's, you know, you know, those who are curious, they wanted to get to the top of it. You know, it's the last day. And, you know, they think that they have to do it.
Do you think that it would increase tourism? Like, maybe the Grand Canyon should do that, so then flights to America just go up tenfold.
Yeah, and then after the closing date announced, oh, we're going to reopen it.
Yeah.
I don't think this one's going to be reopening. Do you say 10 grand fine? Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, after tomorrow, wow, anyone, you know, attempting to climb the mountain illegally would basically be fined. And the amount of the fine would reach up to, you know, $10,000.
I'd say they'll have pretty strict security supervisions on it anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think anyone will get through to climb the rock.
Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
On Next.
Big changes that have come through regarding Instagram. After they took off the likes so that people couldn't see how many likes you've got, the next change that they're making is they're getting rid of some of the filters.
Mm.
So this is interesting to me because, first of all, I didn't know the filters had names. Apparently, one of them's called Fix Me, and that's the one where you get a filter on your story when you've got, like, pen on your face showing where you need plastic surgery.
How ridiculous.
And then that one's called Fix Me, and there's one that's called Plastica, which reveals what you would look like if you went under the knife. So in a bid to, you know, have a better impact on mental health, the social media site is actually cutting these filters out so you can't use them, and it's supporting, mental health, and so that moving forward, people aren't thinking, oh, Instagram's telling me I need a chin tuck.
I drew the line at the puppy dog filter.
Not into it?
No, that turned me off. Once I saw that, I was like, you are joking me. And the way I saw people using that puppy dog filter, I was just like, I'm never, ever going to use one of these. Or maybe if you head to our Instagram story,
yeah,
you will see me with a filter.
You've literally just put up a filter of you on our Instagram story, afters.radio. But I think this is a positive thing in the end, because really, why should Instagram, if anybody else, be telling us whether we need, you know, to lift our eyebrows or move your balding lines or whatever?
As you mentioned before, this is coming after Instagram and Facebook removing how many likes you get, or other people seeing how many likes you get on a post. And I think it's really good that social media platforms are recognizing the impact that it's having on people's mental health, because social media isn't being used what it was created to be used for. It was created to sort of keep in touch with people that you probably couldn't just call on the phone. It's an easy way of keeping in touch, but it turned into this monster that no one could have ever predicted.
No way. It's the way that we stay in touch these days. Can you imagine, just for a second, imagine a world without Instagram or Facebook? Mm. Because I got Facebook when I was in, I think, year 9, in 2009. So since then, it's blown up. I don't even know how I'd stay in touch with half the people I'm in contact with if I didn't have Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. But so, yeah, the issue being, though, that people don't use it for that. Like,
yeah.
it impacts your mental health even if you aren't posting to it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just sitting there mindlessly scrolling, like lots of us do, I manage to keep my screen time under 2 hours a day, but you're scrolling and you're taking in all these photos of other people who are trying to bolster their social status, and you sort of, I guess, subconsciously probably, you start to think less of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, if you get one thing out of this, head to your settings on your phone, check out your screen time. How much time are you spending on, I mean, you're excused if you do social media for a living or marketing and like stuff like that, but like check out your screen time and see how much you're on it each day, because it's actually quite shocking.
And turn off your notifications. That's the big one. Yeah. Every time you hear a ding or you see a little red circle on top of your app, that's designed to draw your attention and get you pulled in. Turn them off.
Cam and Danes.
This is the catch up. No catch up on
no
Next.
No catch up allowed on Next. Today is Friday and it is also the day of the best carb in the world.
A day that I have marked on my calendar year round, October 25. It's International Pasta Day.
Whee!
Did you know the people have been eating pasta since 5000 BC.
BC.
Before the Common Era.
That's insane. I had it last night.
What a popular dish. And the World Pasta Day holiday only recently began, though, in 1995, when 40 pasta producers from around the world gathered to hold the first World Pasta Congress.
A congress for pasta.
I know, right?
How good would that be?
It's too important not to have a congress.
Yeah. I agree. If it's been around that long, historically it needs a congress.
Imagine being the bloke or the woman to invent pasta.
And little did you know that you'd be, you know, more famous than Mozart.
You'd have a congress made after
Yeah. Hey, we've got some pasta jokes for you because we just want to celebrate this day with you. Where does pasta go to dance?
My mouth.
Oh. No, Cameron, it goes to a meatball.
But That's the one I'll
There
after.
We go.
Hey, what's the dress code at the pasta convention?
Not a clue.
Bow tie. Is that because of bow pasta?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right.
We're going to niche pasta types now. And finally, did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No.
This is a good one. This is a really good one. He passed away.
It's not very funny.
I like it a lot. Head to afters.radio on Instagram. We've got some pasta memes up there and they're quite good. One involves cannelloni.
And share with us, how are you celebrating World Pasta Day? Because I'm going to head down and get myself a big bowl, a big old creamy bowl of fettuccine.
Cam and Danes.
The ketchup.
The ketchup.
The ketchup.
Not ketchup.
Not
ketchup.
We are going on a friend trip to get to know each other because this is the start, the launch of Next. The last 2 weeks have been, we're a new show, and I thought we'd get some tips from a mate of mine. He's a more experienced road tripper than I am. His name's Pete, and he's actually on the road at the moment. They're in Birdsville for the Shitbox Rally, which is where they buy shitty car, head up to Townsville for the raising money for the Cancer Council, and we've got him on the line now. Hey, Pete. Thanks for so much for getting up early to have a yarn with us.
How you going?
Really good. Tell us, you're in Birdsville at the moment for this Shitbox Rally, which means that you're heading up through the centre of Australia in a bomb, like a bad car, for the Cancer Council.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically what we've had to do was, there's 250 teams of two. Everyone's bought a car for under $1,000. Driving from Melbourne to Townsville via Birdsville. And, yeah, as you said, currently in Birdsville at the moment. We've got the bonnet up, just making sure there's still an engine in there. There is. That's good.
Any hiccups so far, Pete? Dana was telling me your car cost $400. Any hiccups so far?
Look, she's been running pretty well. Treaded a tyre yesterday, so I thought I'd probably driven on the flat for about 100 metres, but the boys tell me that I must have driven for about 5 or 10 k's. The condition it was in, it was absolutely knackered.
You sound like a bit of
from that, we've been all right.
You sound like a bit of an it'll be right bloke anyway.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a bit of a motto at the moment for our team. It's just wait for the warning light.
Hey, I saw on your Instagram that you have jerry cans in the boot. I mean, I don't condone this, but you had to drill holes in the boot to be able to let the fumes out?
Yeah, so that works two ways. So we've got the jerry cans in the boot. We've drilled the holes so that the fumes don't fill up the car. So that's the fumes out, but it's also letting a hell of a lot of dust in.
True. What's the vibe like there? Because you said there's 250 cars, like people have painted their cars. There's like toys on everybody's cars. What's the vibe like?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's a real good vibe. Everyone's sort of having a bit of a party at night. We hit up the Birdsville Hotel last night for a few refreshments, so I started the day with a couple of Hydrolite. actually, Birdsville's been awesome because, like, this is the first point on the trip that I've been able to have a shower. That was a real treat.
Yeah,
but, treat yourself, Pete. I didn't pack any, like, toiletries or anything because I just sort of threw a few T-shirts into a backpack and that was about it. So I wandered into the shower this morning and it was my lucky day because there was a bit of soap there that was about as thick as the cream on a mince slice.
Oh, you gotta do what you can, Pete.
Lucky yeah, it's...
That, I reckon there's been about 300 blokes this morning. Let's hope could tell a few stories.
That is rank. Lucky it's just you and Rob in the car, like two lads in a car, you're sweet, body odours galore.
Pete, when you're travelling on the Shitbox Rally, it's sort of, you know, it's nice and fun, there's a good vibe, but in the car, there might be a bit of time where it's sort of like, oh, what do we talk about? Any advice for Dana and I? Because we're about to go on a road trip. What are some good talking topics in the car on a road trip?
Talking points. Well, most of the time we're just sort of hoping that we don't break down. But if you've got a car like ours, music is a key point for keeping the vibe up. So we don't just have to rely on conversation for the last week. So what we've got in our car, we've got a cassette player.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of an older model. So I went to the tips before the left in Queen Gate for the cassettes that they had in their little shop there. And so we've got about 18 cassettes that are pretty much all just absolute garbage. Mostly just the passenger seems to be the one who's been put on bread and butter duty. Rob goes through a fair bit of food. He's a big guy.
He's huge.
And I think we're averaging a bit over a loaf a day. So whoever's in the passenger seat is just buttering up bread. Gotta keep the driver full.
Exactly, yep, right. Keeping it simple. Well, Pete, thank you so much for joining us and good luck for the rest of the journey.
Beautiful. Thanks very
much.
Easy. Yeah, no worries.
Well, you can head to theshipboxrally.com.au to sponsor these guys or just to donate to the Cancer Council because it's a great cause and turns out they're still alive, so this is good.
If these guys can survive in a $400 car and the carefree attitude they have, I reckon we'll be riding my car, Danes.
I hope so.
Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
On next.
We are going on a road trip or a friend trip just to get to know each other because we are a relatively new show and we had callers earlier in the week giving us suggestions of where we're going and you guys decided that this is it. Lee, where should we go on our friend trip and why?
Do you know what? One of the best things you could do this year, without a doubt, is head down to Port Macquarie for the Port Macquarie Beer and Cider Festival on the 19th of November.
Why is that? What goes on there?
It's a really, really good, chilled, laid-back festival. We've got some awesome brewers coming down. We've got some amazing musicians. You can get involved in the keg toss.
So you decided on our Instagram that that's where we're going, and this is it. It's all coming to fruition.
What do you get when you combine friendship and a road trip? Friend trip.
Let's be friends.
Yes, it's all happening. We're heading to Port Macquarie, but we don't know much about Port Macquarie.
Not a great deal. I've been there once in my life. When I was travelling with my parents in a caravan as a 10-year-old.
Mm. And we want to be able to fit in with the locals.
Yes.
Have some talking points. You know, you don't want to go up and say, "Hi, I'm Cam." They're like, "So?"
Yeah, big deal. What do you know about our town? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and fit in as locals. But to do that, we've got producer Chris in the studio. Hey.
Hey.
So you're going to give us a quiz about Port Macquarie so that we can learn some things.
I am.
Some
I'm going to give you the five essentials of Port Macquarie through this quiz.
Great.
Okay. So, question one. Port Macquarie is a town at the mouth of which river? A, the Hastings River, B, Port Hacking River, or C, George's River?
Cam.
Oh.
Okay. The Hastings River.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
Off to a flyer again.
Off to a flying start, but it's not over yet.
One zilch.
I think to get like on top of you in a quiz, I need to just say without like hearing the rest of the question, just say Danes.
No, you can't do that.
Got to buzz in.
I think that could be a tactic, Dana. Which prominent Australian country music star is originally from Port Macquarie? A. Slim Dusty, B. John Williamson, or C. Elise Simmons?
Danes, B. John Williamson.
Bom, bom.
I tried to jump in early.
I guess I'll jump in by default. Can I hear the names again? It was Slim Dusty.
Oh, come
We've got
on.
A. Slim Dusty, B. John Williamson, or C. Elise Simmons.
I'll lock in C. Elise Simmons.
You are correct, Cam. 2 for 2.
Slim Dusty doesn't strike me as a Port Macquarie
No,
bloke.
I think he's from more inland.
Yeah. He is. He's from somewhere in rural Australia.
So 2-0. So to take the win, I only need to get one from the next three.
This is true.
For Dana to take the win, she
all
needs
right,
to get
all right,
the
we
next
get it.
Three
we know the
row.
Rules. Thank you, Cameron.
Thanks for reiterating those, Cameron. What is the best place for coffee in Port Macquarie?
Ooh.
A. Peak Coffee Brew... Peak Coffee Brew Lab and Roastery.
B. Just go to Melbourne.
B. Aroma Mocha. Or C. The Busy Bean.
Dana.
Yes?
The Busy Bean.
Incorrect. Cam.
Sorry, can I have the first two again, please?
You can. So it's Peak Coffee Brew Lab and Roastery or Aroma Mocha.
It's
got the word roastery in it. Surely that's got to be it.
I'll lock in B.
Oh, really?
You are incorrect, Cam. It was the Peak Coffee Brew Lab and Roastery. You can get specialist roastery coffee in Port Macquarie.
Who says it's the best?
I was about to say, the issue I have with this question is it's very subjective.
It is. Well, it's the best because it's the only coffee shop in Port Macquarie that actually exists on this list. The other two I simply made up. I Googled coffee shop names and came up with Aroma Mocha and the Busy Bean. So both of those don't exist in Port Macquarie and maybe don't exist in the world.
Well played, Chris.
Exactly.
You mongrel.
Always chipping in. Okay. Port Macquarie's population is approximately A, 300,000 people, B, 46,000 people, or C, 170,000 people. Okay.
I'll lock in C.
You are incorrect, sir.
Ooh.
Can I have the answers again?
Okay. So Port Macquarie's population is approximately A, 300,000 people, B, 46,000 people, or C, 170,000 people.
I don't even know which one Cam said. I forgot.
Cam said C.
Ah, okay. Damn it, Chris.
I've got to be fair.
Okay, so it's, what was the A and B again?
A was 300,000 people.
Yeah.
And B was 46,000
people. 46,000.
You are correct, Dana.
Huzzah! All right. And numbers aren't my thing.
All right, the best you can do now, Danes, is draw it up with me.
All right,
this
I can
is
do
true.
That.
Yes.
All right, this is a final question. And to get you in the mood for beer, which of the following is a Port Macquarie brewery? A, Black Duck Brewery. B, Flying Nun Brewery. Or C, Jester King Brewery.
Danes.
Yes.
C.
You are incorrect.
Oh. Ooh.
Cam, this is...
If he needs to wait around, let me like wipe out an answer and then he can swoop in.
A was the Black Duck Brewery.
That's it.
And B was the Flying Nun.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling Black Duck. It feels like more of a... Like a Port Macquarie sort of name. You know, it's on
I don't know what you're basing that on.
It's on a bit of a lake. There's a bit of water getting around there.
So you're locking that answer in?
Should I, Chris?
It's up to you.
I'll lock it in.
You'll lock it in. You are correct.
Yeah.
Kevin Danes.
This is the catch-up. No catch-up on
no
Next.
No catch-up allowed on Next.
Next news brought to you by Above Clouds. Visit clouds.com.au. News.
Hello and good morning. I am Natal with your next headlines. P. Diddy is changing his name, so he's filing to formally change his name from Sean John Combs to Sean Love Combs. And I think he wants to be called Love. He wants to be known as Brother Love.
That's
Brother
so
Love.
Cute.
That's kind of cool. So he's changing his like his legal name.
Yeah. Apparently, just you know, he's going to the Attorney General of you know the state that he's in, and you know, coming up with all these excuses. I don't know why he's doing that. If there is any meaning with artists, you know, coming up with stage name and changing. Like previously, he has been called Pop Daddy, P Diddy, Puffy, and now and recently he's been known as Diddy.
Yeah.
But now he's changing from Diddy. He wants to be called Brother Love.
Does it ever work when artists change their stage names? Like, do you remember when Snoop Dogg changed his name to Snoop Lion?
Oh, yeah.
That was a phase that went for about a year.
I think that sort of like sparked after he did his tour. He went to South America, to Jamaica for the reincarnation. And he met
reincarnation.
Yeah,
as an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one of those.
He did an album. He went to Jamaica and met some of the Rastafarians.
Mm.
And then after coming from there, he was inspired. He said he wanted to be called Snoop Lion.
Yeah, and that only lasted a year, and he's back to the D-O-double-G.
I can't believe how much you know about Snoop Dogg, Natal.
I listen to some of his songs sometimes. You know, back in the day, hip hop was you know it's everyone's kind of life, and you have to know your artist.
Well, hopefully it works out for P. Diddy changing his name to Love.
Hopefully.
Brother Love. I love it.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up.
I'm going to tell you about something that I'm actually sweating a bit. This is real talk, okay? I don't want you to laugh, all right? Because there's a man in the building who I've wanted to ask out for a little while.
Mm.
And I've had several conversations with him, but I don't really know him from a bar of soap, to be honest.
Mm.
And I tried to ask him out yesterday and I got too sweaty and hot and flustered and I didn't know how to do it.
Clammy hands, racing heartbeat, all the symptoms of attraction.
And he was sort of like in a meeting and around people and I was like, no, this is just too embarrassing. So I thought that maybe you could help me out because
Wait. What's the issue? Danes, you're quite a confident person.
Yeah, put me on a radio show. I'll be fine. I could do this for hours. Put me in front of that man. He has this weird effect on me.
The thing that you need to think here is, what's the worst that can happen? You don't know him from a bar of soap.
You can say that, but then I go down to ask him out and I just fall apart. It's amazing.
I suppose if he says no, you end up just going back to the same relationship you already have.
With him, yeah, that's true. So I just, thank you for that matter-of-factness. That makes it easier. So I thought that maybe I could try some pickup lines on you and you could tell me like whether they work or not.
I am a sucker for a good pickup line.
All right.
Danes.
Here we go. So Cam, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. Thoughts?
I was trying to think of some silly joke saying that's impractical.
The alphabet doesn't work like that, Dana.
Oh, see, I don't know if that'd break the ice enough for me.
No?
If someone said that to me, I'd probably be like, nice try.
All right, here we go. Here's another one.
Hit me with number two. Okay.
Setting the scene. Hey, Cam. Even in zero gravity, I'd still fall for you. Oh, that's too heavy. That's too heavy. Too soon.
Yeah. It's needs to be... Try a couple more of me. Try a different one. Go for a different approach.
All right. Okay. Are you a magician? Because when I'm looking at you, you make everyone else disappear.
Okay. So there needs to be a call to action after you finish the pickup line.
Okay.
You know? So... So, for example, with that one, are you a magician? What was the line?
We're workshopping this. This is so good. Are you a magician? Because when I'm looking at you, you make everyone else disappear.
So, that one should be, you should say that and say, do you want to disappear together? There needs to be a call to action without being creepy.
Let's try again. Are you a magician? Because do you want to disappear together?
All right. Yeah, hopefully you're not taking that piece of paper down to the foyer with you.
No. Okay. So the plan is to...
Here, let me try one on you. Ready?
All right.
Hey. Did you know that you can't spell menu without me and you? Let's get dinner together.
He's smooth. Do you want to ask him out for me?
Maybe. Maybe I'll just go down and pretend to be you. Okay. Hi, I'm Dana.
I need some help with these. Give us a call, 9805-667.
Obviously, that didn't work on me. There needs to be a call to action, I think. But...
You're also not my target.
Wait, That's a good point. Although you did describe him, and he did sound like he looked very much like me.
It's like, this is me asking you out on live radio, Cam.
Yeah, we want your critical feedback. We want to know what you think of some pickup lines. And so give us a call, 980-5667.
Ryan, are you there?
Yep.
All right, Ryan from Surrey Hills, I need your like visceral reaction to these pickup lines. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me up.
All right. Are you French? Because I fell for you. I fall for you. I can't even do it right.
What?
Are you French because I fall for you? That's rubbish. I can't do this.
So Ryan, what are your thoughts? If someone came up to you with that line, what would you be thinking?
Are you having a stroke?
Okay. Yeah, I'm really not good at this.
Well, do you want to try another quick one on Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This one will be better, I promise. Okay. All right. I must be in a museum because you truly are a work of art.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah,
I like it.
You're in?
Yeah, that's good.
That could also be a bit of an insult.
Why?
Aren't you a work of art?
No, that's a piece of work. Not
a piece of work. I'm getting that mixed around.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ryan, are we going to go with that one?
I think that one's, that's definitely the better of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, you say the better of the two, but they were both still rubbish. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, slightly, yes.
Okay, no, I just want to try one more. Okay, ready? This one will be good. Are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
See, there's a slight call to action. That's like sort of like, you want to take me out?
Yeah. Okay, I like that one.
Okay.
It's also like appendixes. No one knows what they do. So it's relatable. Am I right, Ryan?
I guess unless like, I don't know, maybe I didn't have my appendix or something and like, it offended me, maybe.
Okay, yeah, now we're workshopping. All right, also got Alicia on the line.
I want to try one on Alicia.
Okay, Alicia, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, Alicia, get ready to be swooned.
I'm really ready.
All right.
Just don't tell my boyfriend.
All right. Hey, Alicia, did you know that you can't spell menu without me and you? Want to go for dinner?
I mean, I kind of liked it because it was a little bit clever. But then, you know, if someone said that to me, I feel like I would just laugh at them.
All right.
You know, like but, your reaction would be like...
Would it be like a laugh in the sort of like, oh, that's cute. Yes, I'd love to go for dinner.
No. <Okay.
laughs>
I don't know if I would laugh and then I think I'd apologize. Be like, I'm sorry. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we're both rubbish at this.
Well, no. So, maybe you just shouldn't use a pickup line.
So maybe I should have a real adult conversation. This is terrifying.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up.
We've found the worthy competitor for me to go head to head in the quiz. Sam yesterday took out the grand final, I suppose, or the semi-final to challenge me with flying colours.
He did, and he is back on the line now. Sam, how are you feeling to be able to compete with Cam?
I'm feeling good. I was up all night studying last night, so I'm ready to go.
Studying general knowledge?
Yeah. Yeah, just general knowledge. Yeah. Encyclopedia back to front.
I've been studying general knowledge my whole life. It's called conversation. Well, there you go. Well, you chat with people.
Okay. That makes me nervous. Okay.
All right. You're going to go first, Sam. I'm going to leave the studio.
Yeah.
And you're going to have 30 seconds to answer 4 questions, same as yesterday. I think that might be a little bit harder than yesterday because we gave you some easy ones. But I'm going to leave the studio now.
All right. Cam, get out.
All right. Bye.
Leave. Bye. All right. We'll just wait till he's out. Okay. So he's left entirely. He's out of the room.
Okay.
Are we ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
4 questions on the clock. You can pass at any point. And you'll have 30 seconds to answer them. We'll say if they're right or wrong at the very end. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. And your time starts now. Which is the only American state to begin with a letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. Which singer is the alien on The Masked Singer recently?
Pass.
Which is the colour of absinthe? What colour?
Blue.
How many valves does a trumpet have?
Four.
Which is a Spice Girl? Which Spice Girl did that? Oh, that was out of time. But you
they
did get.
They were hard. You weren't lying about that. Yeah.
They were hard. Yes, they were hard. You got one Pennsylvania, which, to be honest, I didn't think you were going to get. So well done.
What? Okay. Yeah. American.
Yeah, you know your American knowledge. Cam,
yeah, that's it.
Is back in the studio. We'll see. I'm not going to tell him how you did, but we're going to bring him in. 30 seconds on the clock. Same deal. Here we go. Are you ready, Cam?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, all right. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time begins now. Which is the only American state to begin with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Which singer was the alien on The Masked Singer?
Pass.
How many valves does a trumpet have?
Three.
What colour is absinthe?
Green.
Which singer was the alien on The Masked Singer?
Zac Efron.
Which singer was the alien on The Masked Singer?
Cody Simpson.
Which singer was the alien on The Masked Singer?
I have no idea. I haven't got it.
Well, Cam, you did get three.
I did?
Yes.
Who was the singer, by the way?
Nikki Webster.
Ah, cripes.
You've got to get with it. But Cam, Sam, how do you feel, you know, not really making it?
He had dancers right there in front of him, so that's all right.
How many did Sam get?
Sam got one.
Oh, yes. Celebrate. Let's celebrate.
Well done.
Everybody
else
is clapping. Woo.
Everyone around me is going for it. They're going mental. We've gone car parks on that. So,
it has been a culmination.
I feel humble.
Oh, Sam. Still no, humble. Thank you so much. That was a great challenge. I really appreciate the you calling in and take me on. You did well to get to the point where you can challenge
me. Thank you.
You're doing
a
good job.
That's how I reflect my knowledge now. Just I go up against you. So that's really
exactly right.
That's really great. I feel very proud.
It has come to a climax because Cam, you have been winning all week, like just against me, against callers. Like it's astounding. We crown you
smart, dude.
The quiz master.
Oh, thank you. Bring in the crown, Chris.
Right, your head's going to be so big you won't be able to leave the studio.
Wait for breakfast, Cam and Danes.
Hey, it's producer Chris here. For more Cam and Danes, head to next.aftrs.edu.au, next.afters on Facebook, and Afters Radio on the gram.